With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Minnesota federal judge is ordering acting ICE Director Todd Lyons to appear in court to explain why those detained in illegal immigrant sweeps are being denied due process. The court had ordered the administration to hold hearings for detainees. President Trump is putting Border Czar Tom Homan in charge of the immigration enforcement operation in Minneapolis following turmoil inspired by anti-ICE rioters. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says Mr. Trump spoke with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz about it.
We hope Governor Walz will do the right thing and continue to work with President Trump to keep the American people safe following their call this morning. Americans overwhelmingly want exactly what President Trump is delivering: strong borders and strict immigration enforcement against the worst illegal aliens, of which there are still hundreds of thousands to deport from the interior of our country.
The disruption of daily life caused by the massive winter storm continues. While in Maine, investigators are looking into the deadly business jet crash in Bangor.
An audio recording from liveatc.net indicates the private jet crashing and flipping over at Maine's Bangor International Airport soon after takeoff.
Aircraft upside down. We have a passenger aircraft upside down.
Officials say all six aboard died in that crash of the Bombardier Challenger 600 during Sunday's snowstorm around 7:45 p.m. The Bangor Airport was shut down after the crash. The NTSB is investigating. I'm Julie Walker.
Wall Street futures are mixed ahead of this morning's opening bell. The Dow futures are down 273 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 150 points higher. This is SRN News. A persecution watchdog is tracking some new trends.
Global Christian Relief is out with a comprehensive report on the abuse of believers around the world. And in the midst of all the bad news, there is some light. The GCR says one of the trends that we'll be watching in 2026 is a budding new interest in religious freedom in the West, led by the United States. The report says, quote, "Nothing shaped the global conversation on the issue more than the return of Donald Trump to the White House surrounded by high-profile Christian political actors." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has announced that the specialized LGBT option will be removed on the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline to focus on serving all callers. The hotline will no longer silo gay youth services, which had been the press free option for 988 callers, in order to prioritize serving all help seekers. This is SRN News. The California Post has launched a new tabloid newspaper and news site.
The site will bring a brash, cheeky, and conservative-friendly fixture of the Big Apple to the West Coast. The Los Angeles outpost of the New York Post will be digital first, even though for $3.75, readers can also purchase a daily print publication featuring the paper's famously splashy front-page headlines. Of course, the Post's infamous gossip column will get a Tinseltown version, Page Six Hollywood, expected to keep a snarky eye on red carpets and celebrity culture. Bob Agner report.
Affordability will be one of his main themes when President Trump pays a visit to Iowa later today. And while he's in the state, the president will visit a local business. He'll also be delivering a speech at the Horizon Events Center. That center is in the Des Moines suburb of Clive, Iowa. More details at SRNnews.com.